customs penalties can hit even innocent importers. Whenever an importer brings goods or materials to Thailand, it requires proper customs declaration and clearance. The customs audit can take place at the time of importation or later. The latter is called a post-clearance customs audit, which requires more attention because if a mistake is found, it could lead to an offense under Section 27 of Customs Act of 1926, with a jail term of up to 10 years plus a customs penalty of 400% of the import value. The key reason why customs authorities have been keenly checking post-clearance customs audits is that officers, inspectors, and superintendents, as well as the customs department's director general, are entitled to so-called customs reward sharing. An amount equal to 30% of the penalty is granted to people outside the department as a reward for identifying an offense, while 25% is shared among officers participating in an arrest or investigation. Only 45% goes to the government. This reward program has discouraged some customs authorities from dealing reasonably with a decent importer who commits a mistake without evasive intention. It also raises the question why the customs should have better privileges than any other officials nationwide. Anyway, it seems that the voice of many investors who had bad experiences has been heard by the government, although it has taken a long time. On September 28th, the cabinet resolved to reduce customs penalties from 400% down to a range of 50% to 400%, depending on the degree of seriousness of the offense. Power to reduce penalties is given to the courts. It is believed that pressure to reduce penalties came from a few multinational companies, especially in the United States and Japan. Unfortunately, it is unclear how the new legislation will deal with the reward program. It is expected that the existing scheme will remain untouched, but the new legislation could empower the Customs Department's Director General to issue a regulation to make the scheme more prudent. In any case, customs officers will continue to enjoy rewards. It will take some time to see how the new regime affects the situation. Calculation of penalties will not be altered by the new legislation either. While common sense suggests that the sum should be based on the amount of deficient duty, the legislation will continue to adopt the entire import value as the basis for computation. The penalty still applies in case of the import of certain goods without a license or without carrying out the proper customs formalities, even if there is no deficient duty, or if the scope of duty concessions has been mistakenly interpreted under a free trade agreement in good faith. To give an idea how the penalty works in Thailand, let's assume you are a Board of Investment or BOI promoted company and are entitled to duty exemption for imported machinery. In the course of procurement, your staff carry machinery designs by hand while flying to Thailand without properly undertaking the customs declaration. Knowing that the designs should also qualify for BOI privileges, no one wastes time asking the BOI to confirm such duty exemption. Unfortunately, the failure to comply with this formality could lead to the penalty of up to 400% of the value, even if the designs would have been exempt from duty if you had properly complied with the procedures. Regardless of intention to violate customs laws, or even if the mistake is caused through negligence, misinterpretation, or human error, penalties under the new regime will remain to be used as a tool by customs officers to threaten the importer to settle the case in exchange for a reduced rate of 200% of deficient duties, rather than up to 400% of the import value, and a waiver of criminal action against the company and its directors. When the board of directors consists of prestigious members, it often leaves the importer with no choice but to give up, even if their case has strong legal grounds. Do not expect your life to be much improved by the new legislation. If you opt to fight the case, your board members will still have to be fingerprinted at a police station, and a criminal action could be taken against them. The new rates of penalty are still on the high side, and there is no certainty as to how customs reward sharing will be lifted to discourage abuse of the post-audit. It is highly unlikely that the government will set a ceiling amount for the penalty, even if the duty base is substantial. As any reduction of penalty has to be granted by a court, it will continue to give room to customs authorities to attack importers and to apply the maximum rate of 400%, while threatening criminal action to pressure importers to settle the case. Nothing could be worse than what has been happening. If you have the courage to fight against the post-audit, you could have a court to stand by you if you are acting in good faith.